Merge and Wish Eva, Lesson 205, Thought and Manifestation. Thought and matter are synonymous. They have only to be seen in this way to be understood as such. From the external area of the mind, matter seems to be separate from thought. However, from the central internal perspective of the mystic, thought, energy, and matter are one. Things and forms are and have been manifestations of thought conglomerates through the ages. And of course, as you look upon animate and inanimate matter with your own faculties, they are immediately reduced to thought. This is the way it is seen by the mystic who has attained self-realization. He also knows thought to be of an apparent, more permanent nature than animate and inanimate objects, which appear to change rather rapidly. Therefore, we now have the hypothesis that thought, energy, and manifested form are one and the same, only seen as different by the unenlightened. Therefore, we must concur that instantaneously, upon thinking about any segment of manifested form, we are simply moving individual awareness into the subtle ether of the mind where the form exists in unmanifest state. By unmanifest, I mean not having physical size, shape, and density. Therefore, if matter were not thought, how could it be reduced to thought? This then leads us to another view of form, thought, and energy, and that is of the all-pervading energy, the basis of all form and thought, the primal substance of the mind, internal and external manifestations of form. Were this to be removed, there would be no form, no thought, either interior or exterior. Man's individual awareness is of the nature of this all-pervading actinic energy of the universe. I say, of the nature of, because it has several other qualities as well, being a bridge between the viewing of form and formlessness. There are various strata of thought, and of these the most obvious, of course, is what normally is termed thinking. The motivation thought strata of the astral plane, because of its being more refined in nature, therefore more permanent, precedes all externalized thinking. We are not aware of this until we begin to meditate often, having perfected concentration and meditation. However, there is yet another area of thought which can be viewed from the fifth dimension of the mind, and here we see form in all phases of manifestation from one point in inner space and time. We can look to the future and to the past, viewing one singular object and seeing it change in manifestation as new individual frames on a motion picture film, each one being slightly different from the other. This really has to be experienced to be believed, that all phases of manifestation and all of the various and varied forms of the universe exist in the great circle of life. Therefore, we can conclude that it is the point in time and space where our awareness resides that keys us into seeing only one frame at a time, on this circle of creation, preservation, and dissolution of form, which leads into the creation of the same form again, the mystic wants, recognizing his particular point in time and space, can travel around this circle of life at will, his control being prarasadana, performed well during early years of unfoldment. Om Namah Shivaya.